You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
Many Americans are clearly seeing their way to help those who saved the nation, but have lost their sight. There are about 120,000 blinded veterans in America today, and that number grows by 5,000 a year as veterans return from current conflicts without their precious eyesight, and as veterans of other eras lose their vision to age-related eye diseases. They can all find help and hope through an organization founded in 1945, the Blinded Veterans Association. Its services are free to all veterans, not just members. Its field representatives are blinded veterans themselves, who counsel other blinded veterans and their families. They also act as role models and link veterans with services, rehabilitation training, jobs, and other benefits. In addition, blinded veteran volunteers work out of VA medical centers, providing counseling and information, and demonstrating how to use equipment designed for the blind. To learn how BVA can help you or how you can help it, call 1-800-669-7079 or visit www.bva.org.
In 2066, my son will be 100 years old. Most of us won't be listening to this radio show then. Have you made plans to ensure all your funeral and burial expenses are taken care of? I'm serious now, because if you didn't, you should, or you'll risk leaving a huge financial burden to your family, and nobody wants that. Remember this name, Choice Mutual. They'll help you get a burial insurance plan to cover your funeral bills. And with them, it's for the blind community and the sighted community, because they'll work with us. You don't have to sign paperwork. Everything is basically verbal. That's right, it's verbal. Call today. 1-800-955-0143. Call today. And remember to tell them you heard it on Blind and Beyond Radio Show and get your beautiful bracelets just for calling. Call today. 1-800-955-0143.
Is it hard for you to get around? Is it hard for you to do things around the house by yourself? Well, look no further. Independent Living Aids is celebrating its 40th anniversary. Independent Living Aids is the oldest privately held company serving individuals with vision loss. With Independent Living Aids, we offer an assortment of daily living that assists with reading, grooming, eating, organizing, and an overall healthy living. Independent Living Aids is also committed to excellent and honest customer service, working hard to provide the best answers for the best products for our customers. We take time to listen and to serve. Independent Living Aids, keeping life magnified, amplified, simplified, and always in motion. You can find Independent Living Aids on the web at www.independentliving.com or call at 1-800-537-2118. Again, 1-800-537-2118. Mention this ad and you will receive a free traveling clock shipped directly to you, just as long as you mention this ad. Independent Living Aids.
It's going to happen. One of these days, you or your loved one will need home care. And when that happens, don't panic, don't stress, don't worry. For peace of mind, just make one phone call to Home Care Assistance of Orlando. Companionship and recreation, transportation and errands, light housekeeping, meal preparation, medication reminders, bathing, grooming, and dressing, and much more. What separates Home Care Assistance of Orlando from all the rest? High caliber caregivers, high quality caregiving. Call Home Care Assistance of Orlando, 407-232-7155, 407-232-7155. Visit homecareassistanceorlando.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Cetera Advisor Networks, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Cetera is under separate ownership from any other named entity.
If you have a 401k or other plan still at a previous employer, that account is probably not doing all it can do for you. There is a Central Florida financial advisor who can help you make those funds to work safely and effectively.
I'm certified financial planner and CPA Bernie Kiesel. I've helped people protect and grow their nest eggs for over 30 years. Everyone's financial situation, needs, and goals are unique. Your old 401k is likely a generic plan designed to fit a group, and it's not customized for you as an individual. You work hard for your money. It's my job for your money to work hard for you to meet your specific needs. Call me at 407-677-1040 for a no-cost review of your retirement plans so we can address your needs right away. Call me, Bernie Kiesel, at 407-677-1040 or visit my website at orlandoplanner.net.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
Welcome there's been so many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know.
Ain't no stopping us now.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
That's right. Welcome back to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael, and that was Braden Sinclair, all the way from Texas.
The new star.
That's right. And his grandfather, who's our...
The big
well,
star.
Well, he's our buddy, and he is our...
He's our star also.
That's
he's
right.
He's our star
he
co-host.
He is our...
One of our
host,
star co-hosts.
Co-hosts of the show.
That's right.
We've been here since the very beginning of all our shows.
Yes. And then we have Lynn Golder, who's my other co-host. Mm-hmm. And behind the scenes, we have the young man. Well, it wasn't for him.
Incredible.
He's
waving.
On the show.
Okay, everybody. Chris
Shaw,
is waving.
Chris Shaw.
Chris Shaw. Incredible Chris Shaw.
The incredible Mr. 24/7.
Folks.
I love it.
Let's discuss about a little bit about something that's important. That I want to discuss a lot next week, but I want to discuss it right now a little bit, and you can think about it from now until next week. It's called reinventing yourself. Now, I want to think about this for a few minutes, which I did. Yes, I was in the garment industry. I knew nothing about the radio, and I reinvented myself to be on radio and also in sales for advertisers for the radio. That's true. But there's other people, okay? I want you to think about this. Back in the 50s, for those who were alive in this country, especially in major cities, they used to be called Chinese laundries. I don't know if any of you out there remember Chinese laundries. And in those days, they used to be called, in a very nice way, I'm talking about the chinks, okay? Chinese laundries. Now, there were no, basically, as that I know about, women who did nails. As far as, let's say, the Chinese or the Vietnamese community, there was very few Chinese restaurants. There were a few, but not many. And these Chinese laundries, which were very popular, disappeared completely. And they opened up all these fingernail places, all these Chinese restaurants. They reinvented themselves from something that went away because people didn't want to spend all this money for laundries. Because all these other major laundries opened up and it disappeared. So the question is, what could a blind person do to make a living that they never thought about before? And I'm going to give you some ideas about one. I'm going to start discussing it. We can discuss it next week about all the different things that you can do that you can do from your home, make money, and be independent.
If I could, Michael, I'd like to say, and also, in today's era, which back in my days when I graduated college, there wasn't things to help us with computers and things.
Right.
And I couldn't get a job with a bachelor's degree at Martin Marietta because I couldn't communicate. Well, and now it's so much different.
Well, let me just give you this one thought, okay? We're going to discuss this a lot next week. But I'm going to give you one idea because it came to me this past, well, a few days ago. When a young lady who does work in our house, she has a cleaning service. Now, I can tell you right now, in Orlando, there's a few companies that have cleaning services. Now, listen to this idea. This woman, I said to her, why don't you work with the blind community all over the country and teach them how you can have a cleaning service and hire people to clean other people's homes and businesses. And all you need really is a computer. Now, the point that I'm saying is we will discuss this because I discussed it with her. I may have her call in and discuss a little things about what she has in mind. But she's going to franchise and it's going to be very inexpensive for her to teach you how to do it. And most of the money that she's going to get is after you're making money, you'll have to give her because that's the deal. You can't get it in for nothing. But we know you don't have much. But she's willing to teach you. So when you're making money, you got to pay her for teaching you all this stuff. And the point that I'm saying is she's agreed to do this. So the point being is very simple. If you think about it, a lot of people, we know one right now that has a big cleaning service, and all they do is have other women go in and clean homes of other homes, and they get quite a bit of money to do this.
Well, we'll talk about it more next
week. We'll talk about more next week about it, but I just want to give you some ideas of how you can do something that you never thought about before.
I got one for you, too.
Yes.
You know, real simple, real easy, something that you can do. You could become a professional bodybuilder.
A professional bodybuilder?
Uh-huh.
How you going to do that?
All you doing? You're at home. You're working out. So you just work out.
But how do you make money from that?
You enter into competitions.
Oh, well, please. Okay. We're talking about something that's logical. Here, this woman can get money by getting clients. You have to be able to use a computer and the phone. You can, this woman's doing it. And I know other people doing it. Anyway, I want to go right now to trivia.
No, we're not going to trivia right now.
Okay.
Not. We're going to talk to Anthony Martin, the president and founder of Choice Mutual. He's calling in from Reno, Nevada.
Oh. Hey, guys.
Anthony.
How you doing?
How you doing?
Hello. I'm amazing. How about you?
Good.
So glad to hear it.
Tell me something.
Yep.
You are working with blind people, I assume?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay.
We've done it quite a few times.
Okay. So now the question is, this policy is different because you're talking to blind folks and a lot of sighted people can go anywhere, but a lot of blind people think they go anywhere, but they can't because a lot of insurance companies don't want to take them. Is that correct?
Yes, it's correct in a couple ways. One, blind people are going to have a difficult time outside of a company like us because those organizations are going to require like paper signatures, physical forms to be signed, and obviously that's very challenging for a blind person. So one of the biggest unique features of us is that we can have somebody completely apply and do everything with their voice over the phone and not ever have to sign a piece of paper ever. The second component would be we have some companies that cater specifically to the blind, whereas maybe a lot of other insurance companies outside of us would probably not accept them. So we can get them connected with companies that are perfectly okay with the fact that they're blind, even if they do need help with any of their activities of daily living. We can still insure them. So those are the two biggest things that put us in position to really help blind people that they couldn't find elsewhere.
Okay. So now I'm going to ask this question. Why do people need really insurance? What's the big reason?
Well, it's real simple. The people that we help, they don't want to leave their family with a financial burden when something happens to them. So they reach out to us, and we help them set up a, you know, sometimes people call it burial insurance or final expense insurance, but it's an insurance policy that's designed specifically to cover those end-of-life costs so that when that day comes, your family's not scrambling to come with money they don't have.
And as from my understanding, it's not much money to do this.
In most cases, no. I mean, prices are very dependent on age, but usually most folks don't spend more than $40 a month. That's probably the average amount that is spent on something like this. And sometimes it's less, sometimes it's more. But in most cases, we can find somebody an option that fits into the budget to get the job done.
Well, that would depend on if you want a full funeral, a casket, everything, or maybe you just want to be cremated.
It's fully customizable. So if you only need something to cover cremation expenses, then we can totally accommodate that. And obviously, if you want to have something to accommodate a traditional burial, however big or small, we can take care of that as well.
Isn't it true that even if you're a VA member and you want to go to get a plot at the VA place, you still have to pay money for a lot of things, right? They don't give you everything.
That is correct, yeah. So your VA benefits are going to be dependent upon how long you serve. But in either scenario, it's not all inclusive. You know, you could serve 30 years and it's not all taken care of. There are still expenses that you would have to cover. I mean, albeit they do take care of a good portion of some elements, like they'll provide a plot at a VA cemetery. They'll provide like a headstone, but there's like all types of other costs like transportation, any kind of add-ons, any kind of like a viewing or a ceremony. Okay. Those are all types of things that aren't going to be covered by the VA.
Right. I'm 100% VA, and I'm taken care of. I know where I'm going, and I can either be cremated and be buried that way, or I can be put in a crypt, whatever. But if you're going to go to a big funeral and you get the casket, a lot of people don't understand that even when you do that service, you got to have to pay for the police escort. All kinds of a lot of avenues to that.
The casket.
Absolutely. Thanks for your service, by the way, but you're absolutely right.
Thank you.
Well, Gary.
Yes.
So most people, right, I classify them as selfish when they don't have their own life insurance to pay for themselves, because the bottom line, then they expect the people around them to pay for, come up with the money when they die. That's not really right.
That's not right. No, it's for that little bit of money that this service offers, you should not have to put the burden on anybody, because it's not that expensive, and I like the idea of it very much.
The younger you are, the less expensive it is.
Yes. Yeah, the longer you are, It's like me getting life insurance a long time back, I got it younger.
So if they have to contact you in reference to this, and you find them the right policy that's suited for them, is that correct?
Yeah, so we work with well over 20 different insurance companies, so our objective is always to assess a person's situation and match them with whatever company is going to give them the best deal for what they're looking for, and we absolutely do that. Whatever they're looking for, we'll help get it done.
And also, you can give them the date when they want to pay for it, right? They pick the date when they want to use, they take out their money, so this way it covers it.
Yeah, I mean, whenever they want to make the payments. That's totally up to them. You know, I would say that literally there's never a time when somebody pays money. It's always a date that they select when they want the payments to begin. Because as you guys probably know, most people on a fixed income and their money, Social Security, comes at the beginning of each month. So all of these companies allow people to fully apply, get approved, and just have their payments begin whatever day of the following month that works best for them.
What about pre-existing? Can they deny you of any pre-existing problems that you've had?
So in regards to health issues, I mean, at the end of the day, they are insured in your life, so they are going to evaluate your health. The thing to understand, though, is that there's a lot of companies to choose from. They all accept various conditions, and they accept a lot of major health issues. So it's very uncommon that we can't get somebody covered. But even if there is a really high-risk condition, we do have companies that are even accepting of those. So literally, we can insure everyone no matter what.
Great. That's good news.
Okay, so you're pretty much accepting anyone. Okay, hey, Anthony, Chris here, the engineer.
Hey, Chris.
Listen, you know, I'm one of those, I'm only like 27, 28, 30, right?
Okay.
And, I got a long time to go before any conditions that I have. But let's say at my age, I done called in and I done caught up with something and, the doctor told me I'm short living or something. Okay. Insurance for young people. Because, we got a lot going on. Give me a example of a rated income someone between the ages of 20 and straight out of college and 27.
What are you asking me for again?
Like
I apologize.
Like a pro rate, or is there
somebody that's younger, like 25 or 30 years old?
Should we really have insurance at that age?
Absolutely, because what happens? God forbid you get cancer. God forbid. Or you got run over by a car, so all the other things are going to happen to you.
We just saw a terrible accident on the way over here in Ocoee. I had to go all the way around. It was a terrible accident. You never know.
And especially if you got kids. If you got kids, you need insurance. I don't care what age.
I mean, people are going to think I'm biased, but I mean, I just can't understand the idea of not having life insurance, especially if you have liabilities like children, your family depending on your income, and obviously there's funeral expenses. No matter if you're 20 or 80, if you die, your family is going to have to come out of money to pay for those expenses. So I think everybody should definitely have something to ensure that those expenses are taken care of on top of other liabilities, like you said, if they have children or if they have a mortgage. There's all sorts of reasons to have different types of life insurance. But to address what you mentioned, the cost for people at the age that you're speaking of is it's astronomically low.
Right.
Because you have to remember statistically that the probability of a person in this age group, 20 to 30, passing away is unbelievably low. So the rates are just pennies.
So you get a very high insurance. Instead of getting 10 or 20, you get $100,000 or $200,000 life insurance cheap.
Oh, yeah. I mean, at those ages, life insurance is incredibly, incredibly expensive. I mean, it's really, really cheap.
Really cheap.
There's enough there, yeah. Chris, for throw a big party.
Yeah, oh, we'll throw a nice party for you when you're dead.
Yeah.
Right, y'all trying to take me out somewhere? Hey, and I miss the underlying writing somewhere?
And we can have it at my house by the pool.
So, Anthony, why don't you tell everybody how they can reach you, okay?
Sure. So the toll-free number to reach us if you want to chat is 1-800-955-0143. And it'll connect you with somebody to take your information down and transfer it to an agent. If nobody's available because we're all on the phones, then somebody will call you back usually within half an hour.
Okay, one last question. Out of all the insurances that are out there, why you?
That's really simple. One, we don't pressure people, so we're only going to assist people by giving the information they're looking for and let them make up their own mind. The second component is, this is all that we do, so we are really, really true experts at this. You're going to get expert advice and guidance. And the last component is, as an independent agency, we work with a lot of different insurance companies. And so the freedom to choose always gives us the ability to find a client, based on their individual situation, the best company that's going to give them the best product. Because no one insurance company is the best for everybody. That's just not possible.
Yeah, I'm going to give you one more reason why him. I'm going to give you one more reason, the truth.
It was very easy.
The truth, besides being easy.
I did it.
I can buy insurance, and Lynn can buy insurance from anyone. We bought it from him. Why? Because he advertises on Blind and Beyond Radio Show to give this show so we can be on the air. And that's the truth. So the point being is very simple. Lynn took...
And I like the way Anthony had no pressure.
But I'm saying Lynn got insurance. She got insurance from anybody. And I said, why should we go to somebody else who won't advertise on this radio show? If it's the same price, we go to this man right here who spends his hard-earned money on this radio show to give us and the blind folks a radio show. That's why the people in the blind community should call him. Because they can call someone else, but they don't advertise on a show. So if you care about this show, then you should call this man and give him a break because he cares enough about the blind community to spend his money and advertise on our show.
That's right.
That's why I spend our money, my money, Lynn's money, on giving him our money to him so he can say, you know what, thank you. It's because the difference is, why would I go somewhere else? I go to him. That's my reason. So when you asked the question, why him? There's my reason.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, Dad.
Well, I'm just telling you, that's the truth. That's what I feel.
I appreciate that. That's very kind of you to say that.
Well, it's the truth.
That's the way we feel.
Anyone advertised on this show, we spent our money first with them. That's the only reason.
Yep. So
because
that's the only reason why.
Yeah.
So if you're in the market for burial insurance or / life insurance, call Anthony at choicemutual.com. Alrighty.
Well, I appreciate your guys' time. I love what you guys are doing. I'm glad to be a part of it. And you know, I'm just thankful for the opportunity to work with y'all.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right, guys. You have a blessed night.
Thank you so much.
Bye, Anthony. Later.
And we'll be talking more about Anthony and what he does. We're going to break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. In 2066, my son will be 100 years old. Most of us won't be listening to this radio show then. Have you made plans to ensure all your funeral and burial expenses are taken care of? I'm serious now, because if you didn't, you should, or you'll risk leaving a huge financial burden to your family, and nobody wants that. Remember this name, Choice Mutual. They'll help you get a burial insurance plan to cover your funeral bills. And with them, it's for the blind community and the sighted community, because they'll work with us. You don't have to sign paperwork. Everything is basically verbal. That's right, it's verbal. Call today. 1-800-955-0143. Call today and remember to tell them you heard it on Blind and Beyond Radio Show and get your beautiful bracelets just for calling. Call today. 1-800-955-0143.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip smacking good food. And for $14.95, it's all you can eat ribs. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Is it a struggle getting your blood work done? Is the price too high? No insurance is needed, none whatsoever. The place to go is Any Lab Test Now. Any Lab Test Now. We're in your healthcare budget. Affordable upfront prices, no surprise bill. In and out in 15 minutes or less. The place to go is Any Lab Test Now. That's right, Any Lab Test Now. Conveniently located, 8975 West Colonial Drive in Ocoee, Florida. Most test results only in 24 to 72 hours. Work-friendly hours, including Saturdays. Mention radio and receive $15 off any lab test value at $49 or more. Offer only valid at our Ocoee location. The place to go is Any Lab Test Now. If you need lab work, there's only one place to go. Call today, 407-930-8200. That's 407-930-8200. Any Lab Test Now.
This is Lynn, and I've got a reality check for you. We'll all one day pass away, and you don't want to leave the burden of unpaid funeral expenses to your loved ones. Choice Mutual can help you secure a burial insurance plan to ensure that never happens. Most health issues are accepted, and you can apply and sign with just your voice. The process is paperless. For peace of mind, call Choice Mutual at 1-800-955-0143, and don't forget to mention you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show to receive your free bracelet. That's 1-800-955-0143. Or visit online at choicemutual.com.
Hello and welcome back to Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Good job.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. That's what this man had just said, if you didn't hear him. That's right. This is your host, Michael, and that was Bradenton. I'm here with my co-host, Gary Sinclair, my co-host, Linda.
Linda.
What is
Linda.
Your name, Linda? Why did I just say Linda?
Yeah,
I was
going to
say Linda Golder. I was going to say Linda Golder.
No,
I'm losing my mind.
Sorry, wrong wife.
Wrong wife. You're not a kid, wrong wife. I never even had a Linda.
Oh, I never had a
Linda. I had a lot of other ones.
Yeah, right.
Linda. No Linda.
Yeah. Oh.
And Michael, Braden has a couple phone numbers to pass out over here.
Okay, and then I have some business to attend to here.
What numbers you got to pass out there, Braden? If you want to call a show.
You want to push your YouTube again? White Rangers Plush? I got to check that out.
White Ranger.
Singular. White Ranger Plush.
Yeah.
That's all you do is you type that in on the search box?
Yeah. Well, 407-894-1680.
What about the kids?
Please donate for the blind kids to
He's
have
getting
their
tired.
Own radio show.
You getting tired?
Yeah.
I was
yeah.
reading here that...
But he just said, in case you didn't hear him, he's saying, please give for the blind kids so we can have a radio show the fourth Sunday of each month. So this will be a whole hour from 6 to 7. So please give $25, $50, or $100 so we can have... We don't have any advertisers yet. We hope we get advertisers. But for those people who give, we'll be saying... Even if we get some advertisers later, we'll be staying during that show for at least 3 or 4 months that this hour is brought to you by. We'll mention your name during each show that without you, there would be no show.
And also, if you want to, let us know what you think about the kids' show coming up.
Yep. So,
Okay, well, I would like to welcome another advertiser, a new advertiser, and welcome on board Independent Living Aids, and we appreciate your support, Independent Living Aids. And so if you guys are in the market for something that would help you with your daily living, just call them up or go to their website, which is just independentliving.com, and they have all kinds of gadgets for reading and grooming and eating and organizing your life and just overall healthy living. And, you know, it's a great company, and they'll help you. If you have any questions, just call them up, and just keep them in mind when you need something for your house or for yourself, just to get through your daily life. Just call Independent Living or visit their website, independentliving.com. They have a wonderful assortment of assistive living aids.
And what I said before, I meant, whether it be the life insurance company or we just mentioned now another new advertiser.
So appreciate all our advertisers.
Please, and I'm saying this from my heart, when you hear somebody who's advertising on this radio show, if you like this radio show, please, before you buy from someone else,
right,
buy from the people that advertise on this radio show,
right,
because that's how this radio show exists.
That's right.
The kids, well, that doesn't exist yet, but fourth Sunday of the month after the board approves it, which I'm sure it will now because we have the people who are putting the money up, well, we don't have any advertiser for that yet. But Blind and Beyond Radio Show for the adults, we've got the show almost sold out now.
We have wonderful advertisers.
The bottom line is they're great advertisers, and they're all advertising. Why? So you would buy from them. Why would you go elsewhere to buy something from a company that doesn't advertise on this show if you like this show?
And
so if you like this show, here's a new advertiser. Well, what's the name again?
Independent Living Aids.
Independent Living Aids. They've been around for many years. Call them. What's the phone number?
Actually, they're celebrating their 40th anniversary.
There you go. 40 years in business.
Their phone number is 800-537-2118. That's 800-537-2118. But if you would like to know more, just go to our website, blindandbeyondradioshow.org, and just go to our advertiser page and just click on the logo where it says Independent Living, and it'll go right to their website, and you can find out all about the company.
And don't forget to tell them you heard her on Blind and Beyond Radio.
Oh my gosh, I forgot. Also, they will also, just for calling up and ordering, you get a free travel clock.
A free travel clock.
That is so cool.
When you call up, you get a free travel clock.
That, I just think that is so cool.
That's cool.
Yep.
Anybody by the way, and when you go to the VA, if you go to Lighthouses or
right,
go to any other organization,
just tell them
Blind and Beyond, and they'll send you a
free travel clock. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I can't believe I almost forgot that.
And one of our good advertisers. And when you go to Sonny's Barbecue, don't forget to mention the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Let them know you heard about here when you win a prize from us.
Okay, right now we're going to trivia.
We'll go to trivia.
Trivia time. 407-894-1680. I want you to listen to this song. This is a great song.
This is so easy.
Big song.
Though, really.
Tell me who's singing this song. 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song?
Oh, when the sun beats down and burns the tar up on the roof, and your shoes get so hot, you wish your tired feet were fireproof. Under the boardwalk, down by the sea, yeah, on a blanket with my baby, that's where I'll be. Under the boardwalk, out of the sun, under the boardwalk, we'll be having some fun. Under the boardwalk, people walking above, under the boardwalk, falling in love under the boardwalk, boardwalk. From the park you hear the happy sounds of a carousel. You can almost taste the hot dogs and french fries they sell.
Okay, so who is singing that song? That was a very big record.
Easy peasy.
Who's singing the song? 407-894-1680. 1680. 407-894-1680.
If I could, Michael, I want to mention to everybody out there that my grandson's here today doing a show with me. I'm very proud of him. And you know what? He is our youngest calling. He calls the show all the time from Texas.
He does.
He's our youngest calling listener.
He's also our youngest studio host, I believe.
Absolutely.
Right? 8 years old. Did anyone beat that?
I
don't think so.
Addison, maybe. I don't remember. Maybe the same age.
Okay.
So,
well,
folks.
We have a caller? We do.
Okay. So who's on the line?
It's our friend Shirley calling from Clayton, Ohio.
Shirley from Ohio. Hey, Shirley.
Hi there, all of you. How are you?
How are you doing?
How are you?
Okay. Good to say hello to you. Braden, how old are you, by the way?
Eight.
It'd be 9:30th of July.
He's 22
now. That's Kyle's birthday.
Wow. Did you say you're 8?
8 years old.
Yeah.
22.
Wow. So are you going to be 9 then coming up in a couple weeks?
Yeah.
Or next week?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty neat. And where do you live?
In Texas.
Talk in the mic.
Move the phone away from the mic, Braden. You're blocking. There you go.
Texas,
Fort Hood.
Texas.
Okay, now where is it again? I couldn't hear him real well.
Texas, Harker Heights, Fort Hood, Woodlawn Drive.
He gave me the whole thing.
Okay.
He's from Fort Hood.
You're just visiting right now, right?
He came down to see his grandpa, of course.
Yeah.
And wow.
Was you listening to the show earlier?
Pardon?
His stepdad called in from Korea.
South Korea.
Yes, I heard that. Wasn't that
That's
fantastic?
Exciting.
That is just super.
Yep.
Well, I called in to say hello, but I also called in for the trivia.
Okay.
Okay, so who do you think's singing?
So I think it's the Drifters.
100% right.
You got it, baby.
Yay,
100% right.
What did she get there, Michael?
She got a $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts.
Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, my goodness.
And Shirley, we have to send you a bracelet.
And we send you a bracelet as well from Blind and Beyond Radio Show. A beautiful bracelet.
Okay, that's super.
All right.
Thank you for calling in. Thank you.
All right, and I guess I'll make sure that Chris has my address somewhere there.
Okay.
After.
All right. Thank you, Shirley.
Thank you, Shirley.
Go to our next
Thank
call.
You so much.
Have a nice night.
Bye-bye.
Now we're going to Ron from Orlando. Maybe he wants to say hello, even if...
Who is it?
Ron from Orlando.
Hey, Ron.
Hi, how you doing, sir?
All right, yourself?
I'm good, sir. How you doing?
Okay.
You first-time listener?
No, I've been listening every chance I get.
Okay.
Oh, okay. First-time caller, though.
No, I called before.
You called before? Okay.
I think Ron has won prizes.
Okay.
Yep, he's got a rough voice. I remember it now.
I think I sent him Dunkin' Donuts.
So what's up there, Ron?
Yeah, I'll call in for the tribute question.
Oh, well,
please.
We'd still like to hear you just say hello to us and don't hang up. You know, we appreciate that.
Yes, sir.
Right. Well, you keep on listening.
I have a question for you. Are you sighted, Ron?
No, sir. No, thank God. No, thank God.
Oh, you're visually impaired like us?
No, yes, sir.
Yes, okay. Well, hope you like listening to the show.
Call back in. You'll win the next time.
Yeah, call in next time. You'll win, hopefully. Call in quicker.
Okay.
Did you get a bracelet yet?
Thank you. We're sending you a bracelet. Oh, yeah. You didn't get a bracelet. Give your name and address. We'll send you out a beautiful bracelet.
I think we have his address because he's won. But
I don't think he had a bracelet.
No, but I mean, I think we have
Well, send him
address.
A bracelet. Yeah. We'll send you out a beautiful bracelet. Blind and Beyond Radio Show bracelet. But
Chris is on the phone.
Yeah. Okay, Ron.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Thanks for being out there.
Don't hang up. Chris will take your information. Thank you.
All right, so I have another.
Yeah, we got more out there.
More advertisers. Yep, we have. I want you to not to forget any lab tests now when you need to go for lab, and don't forget that it's convenient and it's a fast stop for direct access lab testing services. And don't worry about the hours because they're work friendly hours and even includes Saturdays, and so it's very convenient. There's no long wait. You're generally in and out in 15 minutes or less. And the results are really fast in only 24 to 48 hours. You don't need an appointment. You don't have to have insurance. And they do accept your physician's order, or they will provide doctor's orders for you. And it's affordable. And that's it. So you can go to 8975 West Colonial Drive in Ocoee, which is really, to me, it's Orlando. It's way over there, but...
Good Homes Road.
Good, yeah. I mean, it's close. It's convenient for everyone. Just shoot down West Colonial.
West
whether
Colonial,
you're
Good
taking
Homes Road.
Access links or you're coming in your own car. Don't forget any lab tests now for all your lab testing needs.
And don't forget to mention it on the you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
And they'll give you a bracelet when you come in.
That's
also give you
a discount.
Discount, absolutely.
Yeah. Oh,
my
God. I'm getting all the good stuff tonight.
Yeah, you forget all the discounts.
Well, you tell it, Michael. Help me out here.
It was $15 discount.
Thank you, Gary.
Thank you, Gary.
Thank you. Yep. That's right. I need your help, guys.
Okie dokie. That's what we all do, help each other.
So listen, folks. In case you missed the first hour, we talked about the fourth week, hopefully starting end of August, a kids' radio show just for the kids between 6 and 7. This will be the Blind and Beyond radio show for kids. And this will be for 6 and 7 hour. Okay? There'll be an hour before our show. Our show is called Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and this is for the adults. And this show, between 6 and 7, will be just for kids. Okay, the music will be for kids, the trivia will be for kids, and in the studio, there'll be kids. So, folks, if you could you please, since this is we are a nonprofit radio show, and this show is all about advertisers. We don't have any advertisers for the kids' show yet. We're trying to get them. Hopefully, we'll get them. But in the meantime, we need your help, if you would be kind enough, to help the kids so they can have their own show, be the first one in the country to have their own show. We would love you to call in and donate either $25, $50, or $100. Please donate something so we can have a radio show for the kids. As I said, we'll be putting your name on our webpage. We'll be putting your name on the show when we have a commercial break. And it'll be saying, this show is brought to you by, and we'll have your names. So we're only going to have 20 people. That's it. So the first 20, that's the 21 we're not taking. After the first 20, that's all we want. We want 20 names. So if you give $25 or $50 or $100, we'd appreciate it.
How many do we have now?
Brayden, are you there, Brayden?
Brayden's keeping track.
I'm right here.
Okay.
I have how many people?
So far, I think we only have four.
No, I think we have, five.
Five. Okay, so we have five. Right. 15 more to go.
Brayden, while I read.
I want to say one more thing.
Okay.
By the way, our webpage, in case you forgot it, it's blindandbeyondradioshow.org. If you want to write to us, it's michael@blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
Okay.
I hear music in the background.
That's Brayden's gadget there. Oh, no. What is
that? No, that's Chris.
We started talking about the kids. This just came to mind.
He just put some music background.
Yeah, that's all. We started talking about the kids.
Okay.
So Whitney Houston, Greatest Love of All.
You know what? Play that song. Right, the greatest love you can have is for, as far as I'm concerned, is for kids. And also, if you love this show, I'm sure you're going to love the kids' show. So if you would please give $25 or $50 or $100, whatever you can afford, please give. Call us and pledge for the kids' show.
Speaking of kids, Braden, while I'm reading this announcement, why don't you choose another trivia question from the animal questions, okay?
Okay.
You find something really good, really cool. Okay. And then when I'm done, then you can ask another question, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so I was given this PSA from our friend Greg Lindberg out on the west coast of Florida, and he wanted everybody to know that the National Beep Baseball Association, in conjunction with the West Palm Beach Parks and Recreation Department, is excited to host the 2017 Beep Baseball World Series this week in West Palm Beach. The annual tournament kicks off with round-robin games on Tuesday, July 25th, with games at 8:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 2:30 p.m. at the Village Park, which is located at 11700 Pearson Road in Wellington. All the games are free to attend, and refreshments will be available for purchase. Wow, listen to this, Braden. There will be 22 teams from all over the world competing. Games take place throughout the week, with the championship game held on Saturday, July 29th at 11 a.m. So for more information, I'm having difficulty speaking tonight. For more information, visit N, as in Nancy, NBBA.org. That's Nancy Boy Boy A, NBBA.org. And Drake says he will be playing in some of the games with the Daytona Bats team. So, Braden, do you know what beatball is?
I do not.
You do
I will explain it.
Would you kindly do that? Thank you.
I would love to.
All right.
Because we have a lot of people out there, like me. I didn't know what beatball was years ago, but I learned. And a lot of, we have 40% of our listeners are sighted listeners. So beatball is a ball that goes beep, 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 beep. And they can hear it when it's coming at them, and they swing, and there they go. They're playing baseball. So that's why they call beatball.
And they just have to run to one base.
Imagine 20 teams from around the world. This is the World Series. Amazing. It really is a World Series.
It is.
Wow, that's really cool. And we wanted to thank Greg for sharing that PSA with all of us. And good luck, Greg, on the, what's the name of his team? What did I say?
Oh, I used to.
All right, Braden.
Gosh, I just had. Wait,
ready
one
for your,
second.
Braden.
Braden. Look, if I call my wife
Linda. Daytona Bats.
I can call him Braden.
Daytona Bats.
Daytona Bats.
Daytona Bats.
Okay, Braden, you're up.
So do I...
Ask another question.
Speak into the microphone.
Okay. True or false? Crocodiles have no sweat glands, so they use their mouths to release heat.
Hmm.
Would you say that again?
So the question is this true or false?
True or false?
Read it again.
True or false? Crocodiles have no sweat glands, so they use their mouths to release heat.
To release the heat.
Okay. So call in if you know the answer, and Braden will tell you if you're right.
And I'll tell you, I
maybe
know a lot.
407-894-1680.
I know a lot about
true
alligators
or false question.
And
that's
crocodiles.
The first time we've had a true or false question.
I never heard. I don't know this one myself.
This is a 50-50.
An alligator. It's about an alligator. Right?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm going to say I don't know only because.
Crocodiles.
Only because.
Crocodile?
Chris is talking.
Only because their ribs taste really good. So I'm going to say I don't know.
Oh, jeez.
You said a crocodile. Is an alligator a crocodile?
No.
No.
It's in the alligator.
What makes them different anyway?
Yeah, what makes them different?
What's the difference between a crocodile and an alligator?
An alligator has a small, rounded snout.
Uh-huh.
And the
pointier,
crocodiles
right?
has a pointer croc, and they, their bottom teeth, actually, there's holes up on the top of their mouth where their teeth come through and protrude up to the top side.
Listen to this.
And a crocodile has a reptile. Like,
and talk to the mic. Talk into the mic.
And crocodiles have, like hard skin.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like a normal reptile.
All right, so there, you know, for those folks who don't know what a crocodile is or what's the other thing?
Well,
a
the question was, do they have
alligator?
Sweat glands?
The difference.
Sweat. Do they sweat through their mouth?
Right,
so
do
there.
They sweat? No, do they, what was the question? Do they sweat through the glands or do they
true
breathe?
True or false? Crocodiles have no sweat glands, so they use their mouths to release heat.
To release the heat.
Okay, well, we have a caller already.
And alligators are short.
Who's on
crocodiles
the line?
Crocodiles can be 18 feet or bigger.
Who's on the
we
line?
We have Nick from Texas calling.
Nick
in.
From
Nick
Texas.
From Texas.
My uncle.
No.
Wait, this is fixed. I'm only kidding.
It's the doctor.
How you doing, Braden?
Hi, Nick.
Hey, Uncle Nick.
I need your autograph when you get back.
Yeah.
What do you think? He's doing a good show, eh?
Oh, he's doing an excellent job.
I thought so. Well, I haven't met you, Nick, but I'm Nick's granddaddy.
Yeah.
Hi, how's it going?
I'm doing well.
So ask Uncle Nick if he knows the answer, Brady.
So do you know the answer to number five, true or false, crocodiles have no sweat glands, so they use their mouths to release heat. Do you know the answer?
I'm going to take a shot in the dark and say true.
You're right.
Yeah, all you're right. Right.
Oh. Hey. You said you're right.
So what's he wearing?
So you just won a $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts.
All right.
And a bracelet.
Totally and a bracelet.
Good job, Uncle Nick.
Thanks, Braden.
Well, don't hang up because Chris needs to get your address.
And we got a bracelet for you, too, to wear.
We'll send you a Blind and Beyond bracelet and a $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts.
I just wrote it down. Yep.
Well, I guess you can send it to Mom's house from Texas because Nick is visiting there.
Okay, well, we can do that.
We can do that. So, Braden says you're going to get your Dunkin' Donuts at his mom's house.
Okay. Thank you for calling, Nick.
We're going to break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. We're going to break. Thank you, Nick.
Take care. I love you, Nick.
Oh, he just said he loved you, Nick.
Love you, Bray.
There you go.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
Did he hear him? World Services for the Blind now offers programs for young people who are blind or visually impaired, including the ACT test prep. Taught by experts in the field of blindness and low vision, World Services for the Blind's ACT test prep course provides live instruction, homework review, and customized recommendations based on practice test performance. Featured benefits of the ACT test prep program include personalized support tailored to an individual's needs and goals, specific support in the areas of test-taking strategies, understanding accommodations for those with disabilities, and 4 full-length practice tests. The on-campus portion of the class is held at World Services for the Blind in Little Rock, Arkansas, where students receive 5 days of intensive training. Pre-reading materials are sent so that the prep starts the minute students sign up, and post-evaluation support continues for 2 weeks following the on-campus course. To learn more about our youth programs or to begin the admissions process, visit us online at wsbblind.org.
In need of home care, assisted living, or nursing home not an option? Because living at home is the best way to live. Companionship and recreation, transportation and errands, light housekeeping, meal preparation, medications reminder, bathing, grooming, or dressing. Home Care Assistance of Orlando will provide older adults with quality care to live happier and healthier lives at home. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Just a phone call away. No long-term contracts. Peace of mind. Call Home Care Assistance of Orlando now. 407-232-7155. 407-232-7155. Visit homecareassistanceorlando.com.
Is it hard for you to get around? Is it hard for you to do things around the house by yourself? Well, look no further. Independent Living Aid is celebrating its 40th anniversary. Independent Living Aid is the oldest privately held company serving individuals with vision loss. With Independent Living Aid, we offer an assortment of daily living that assists with reading, grooming, eating, organizing, and an overall healthy living. Independent Living Aids is also committed to excellent and honest customer service, working hard to provide the best answers for the best products for our customers. We take time to listen and to serve. Independent Living Aids, keeping life magnified, amplified, simplified, and always in motion. You can find Independent Living Aids on the web at www.independentliving.com or call at 1-800-537-2118. Again, 1-800-537-2118. Mention this ad and you will receive a free traveling clock shipped directly to you, just as long as you mention this ad. Independent Living Aids.
In 2066, my son will be 100 years old. Most of us won't be listening to this radio show then. Have you made plans to ensure all your funeral and burial expenses are taken care of? I'm serious now, because if you didn't, you should, or you'll risk leaving a huge financial burden to your family, and nobody wants that. Remember this name, Choice Mutual. They'll help you get a burial insurance plan to cover your funeral bills. And with them, it's for the blind community and the sighted community, because they'll work with us. You don't have to sign paperwork. Everything is basically verbal. That's right, it's verbal. Call today.
1-800-955-0143. Call today and remember to tell them you heard it on Blind and Beyond Radio Show and get your beautiful bracelets just for calling. Call today, 1-800-955-0143. We are back. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and this is your host, Michael. And I hope you like today's show.
Welcome back to the 4 minutes of Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
There you go. That's my main man.
Because there's only 4 minutes left.
There okay.
You go. That's that Sinclair in him.
That's Sinclair.
Funny.
That's good.
Hey, I wanted to remind everybody to tune in next week. Our good friend Sherry Brunn from Orlando, she's the president of the local NFB chapter, and she'll be coming into the studio and joining us for the 2 hours, and we're really looking forward to that.
And we'll be talking the whole show pretty much. We'll be talking about how to reinvent yourself.
Right.
Absolutely. And folks, if you want to write to us off the air and give to the far as the kids, please do write to Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. If you would be kind enough to do that and help the kids, love it. Again, it's Michael at Blind and, don't forget the and, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Okay, so donate $25, $50, or $100, and we can take 15 more people. So that's it. And don't forget, when you do, we'll put your name on our webpage, plus when we go to break on the kids show, your name will be there, and we'll say it loud and clear that you help bring to us this radio show.
And if you don't have a bracelet, we'll get you one.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Anybody on the line right now?
Nope.
Not yet.
Not yet.
So, what else, Lynn? I notice I'm saying Lynn.
No, I don't have anything else.
Not Linda.
Can you believe
that's
my
first,
brain?
Michael,
that's what happens to get my age.
Chris, you got an update?
The only update that I have as of right now, she know how to party.
She know how to party because
she stay up late. That's all. Go ahead.
I liked your Facebook or Instagram, whatever it was, with all the girls in the house. You said it's time to get a dog. So I guess you're going to get a male dog, so it's just you
yes,
and the dog, right?
Me and the dog. I need some male bonding time.
Yeah, he has some cute pictures on Facebook of all the family. All the girls. Yep.
So Gary, yep. Sinclair,
we're getting a last minute caller. I hope they get in on time.
We got a caller calling in.
Oh, I hope it is who I think it is.
So what's up there, Michael?
What?
What's up?
I'm going to interrupt you if it's who I think it is.
Yes, This is a very spectacular moment right here. We done had a fun-filled day. We done had calls from all over the country, all over America, and all over the country again. So we're going to stay right here in the United States of America. And this beautiful young lady right here, I'm just going to – see, he blushing already.
Put her name up. He wants to take a picture of. He's taking movies.
He's taking
movies. Yeah, put her name on the monitor.
All right. Come on, Mom. Come on, Mom. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
So who is it? Who's calling in from? Where are you calling in from, young lady?
Well, I'm Stephanie, and I'm in Orlando right now, but I'm from Texas.
I'm
Braden's mom.
Oh, Braden, you know this person?
She's my mom.
She's your mom.
Get in the mic, Bray.
Hi, Mom.
Hi.
He's taking all kinds of pictures of your stuff, of everything going on.
Hi.
He's doing great.
He's doing a great job.
Thank you.
Yeah, just so you know, I hired him already, so he start works tomorrow.
Talking to the mic, Brandon.
Hi, sounds good. We can start paying my mortgage.
I'm not paying you nothing.
Be nice.
So, what did you call in? You got a dog or something to rescue? You're talking about?
Yes, I volunteer work, but it's a large breed dog rescue in Texas. And it's called School of Wags, and I wanted to donate $25 in their name.
Well, thank you very much.
Oh, listen to your mommy. Your mommy just donated $25 for the kids.
What do you say, Bray?
Thank you, Mom.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much. Thank you for the kids.
And Stephanie, send me the link or something, the information about the dog rescue. I love, you know me, I love all that.
Yeah.
Yes, I love of course. The dogs. I definitely will.
All right.
Well, thank you so much for donating for the kids.
We got to go. It's 9 o'clock.
What's Jackson doing?
He's sleeping.
Okay.
We'll be home soon.
Well, thank you for donating okay. for the kids.
Thank you for calling and supporting us. Take
okay,
care.
Okay, love you, babe.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
So we'll say goodnight, Braden. We're going off the air.
Say goodnight to everybody.
Goodnight, Mom.
No, goodnight, say everyone. Goodnight to everybody, too.
Goodnight, everyone who's watching this.
Goodnight, all. Love you all. And for those who donated for the kids, I really love you. Thank you so much. And we'll be talking to you next week. More about the kids show.
Talk to you next week, everybody. Have a good week.
And don't forget, if you want to write to us on the air and off the air, I should say, and donate the money, write to Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Like to hear from you. Gary Sinclair,
thank you so much
for coming on the air with us today.
I'm so glad, and this is a moment that I will not forget with my grandson.
It's terrific, Gary.
There you go.
Terrific.
Thank you.
And Lynn Golder, otherwise known as Linda, no. I want to love you. I still love you.
Yeah.
What did you say?
See you next week.
Y'all get a new name every week.
Yeah, right.
Chris Shaw.
Hey, love you
thanks
guys.
Thanks a lot. Thanks Thank a lot, you. Man. Thank
bye
you
bye.
So much.
Bye-bye. Love you guys.
Great show. Thanks a lot. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And if you're trying to make it, they only push you aside.